Back on the air, this is Radio Entrepreneurs again, and always featuring the stories of entrepreneurship. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Flanked to my right is Chris Gerald. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, having a good time, and I want everybody to also thank Alex Cooper, our chief operating officer, who took over the show a couple of weeks ago, and you know, at least for me, I notice a big difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah, doing a great job. It's a great team. Makes my job a lot easier. And I want to thank also our friends over at MTP Software for hosting us, building us this lovely studio. More changes to come to the studio in the next coming weeks. We're getting excited. And if you haven't been on Radio Entrepreneurs, or if you have a friend, please contact me at the letter J, Davis, at mageusa.com. That's J, Davis, at mageusa.com. Our next guest is Alan Falcon.
Yep.
Of Calamus Global?
Cumulus Global.
Cumulus Global? See, I got it wrong. I don't know. Cumulus Global, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. And you're Chief Operating Officer, so why don't you tell us about Cumulus Global, what it's all about?
Well, we are a born-in-the-cloud solutions provider. So we focus on helping small and low-mid-market companies, typically 1 to 300 employees, make pragmatic decisions about cloud services that can help their business.
So you consult the companies who are going to use cloud services?
We consult, but we also do the deployment, the data migration, the service migration, and ongoing service and support.
You know, that's a good business to be in if you're good at it, because that's an issue with all of us. Am I right in small business?
Absolutely. For most small businesses now, it's not a matter of if they're using cloud services, it's really when.
Right.
They'll be moving to the cloud and how, and even which cloud they might want to use. And for most small businesses,
even angels question which cloud they're going to get.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for most small businesses, the first decision they make as far as cloud entry really feeds into an entire ecosystem of what their entire IT environment will look like over time. And so we work both with Microsoft. We're a silver cloud partner with Microsoft, as well as historically, you know, since 2006, we've been working with Google and the G Suite products.
So is it fair enough to say, what are the, play a little bit of David Letterman, for those who remember David Letterman, you know, what are the, I won't say 10, what are the five top issues you find with small business? Or is that a bad question?
Well, it's a great question. In no particular order.
I'd say
top issues we see are, one, productivity, making sure that people have the tools that they use that are most comfortable for them and make them individually most productive. You know, I see you're on an HP laptop in a Windows environment. You're on an iPad, able to do your work there. You know, I have a preference. Let's have the tools that we want to be most productive.
And for the first time in my life, I'm all Apple. I was never all Apple. I used to be on Microsoft, but I just got tired of certain problems I kept having.
Exactly. And so you're most productive there. You should work there.
But I do miss certain aspects of Microsoft, because it's an advanced technology, but it can be quirky for me.
It can be, yes. Number two that we see is collaboration, really enabling people to work together more effectively, you know, getting beyond the attach a document to an email and sending it out. Really having the document be shared where multiple people can edit it in near real time, or even in real time if need be. And improving, three would be communications, another form of it, and really replacing. And let me step back a second. When we walk into small, mid-sized businesses, we see four generations of workers: face-to-face meeting, conference call, email, and chat. And there are four generations based on the preferred method of communication. And so for small, mid-sized businesses that likely have employees that span three, maybe all four of those, having the tools in place that let people communicate in the way they're most comfortable and effective, not just internally, but with customers, vendors, outside partners. And then the next issue we see is data security, and that too many small businesses think they're not a target because they don't think their company data is that valuable.
Au contraire. They're the best targets because they have the least
Exactly.
protection.
And it's not necessarily about
why steal from the rich who have guards, steal from the poor who have no guards.
Exactly. You know, it's do you really need the security system, or do you just need the stickers on the window, right?
Right.
you know, to keep the bad guys out. And so small, mid-sized businesses are targets, one, because they're easy, and two, because it's about personal information and identity theft and ransomware, which, you know, doesn't necessarily generate a lot of money in an individual from an individual company for the thieves, but over time, it's an extremely lucrative business. And so we see a lot of need for better preventative measures and a better ability to recover should something happen. And that leads into the last area, which is basically, you know, focusing on ransomware and cryptoware prevention.
Interesting. You started the business?
Yes.
Were you an entrepreneur before this?
Yeah, I'm a serial entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And I actually have one company that I refer to as my business school education. So
a failure.
Well,
we all learn from our failures.
Depends how you define failure, really.
Right.
I mean, so
I didn't say it as a negative.
So
what we find is that the entrepreneurs learn best through failures. They take risks, and that's how they learn.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we had, this company is actually a spinoff of a technology management consultancy I co-founded and ran. We shut it down in 2009. That started in 1993. So I've had my own company and been, you know, at the head of an entrepreneurial organization as an adult really since then. In 1998, my partner at the time saw an opportunity for Y2K. Remember that crisis? Remediation software for desktops.
The crisis of nothing?
Was something.
For me, it was the crisis of nothing that cost me something.
Exactly. But, you know, for many organizations, it was a crisis of many things. You just don't want people to know that.
Nothing worse than a phobia.
Exactly. Nothing worse than a phobia or actually having systems that would fail. And we definitely worked with companies that could have gone out of business because of the way their systems were originally built. But we saw this opportunity for this desktop remediation tool that would really look at only the two things you needed to fix within Microsoft Excel spreadsheets, for example, not just the cosmetics. And we did great in many regards. We went from zero to $2 million in software sales in 18 months. You know, the challenge is it cost us $2.4 million to do that, right, in a limited window market, right? So it was a great experience, but it certainly wasn't, you know, the profitable enterprise that we had anticipated. So that's, you know, one of the directions. Even the direction of the consulting company, changed enough over time that we often reconsider renaming and rebranding, given how our focus shifted with markets and with customer needs.
Interesting. You must see a lot of companies that get into legal problems as a result of not having the right technology supporting them.
We do. There are a couple of areas where small and mid-sized companies are particularly vulnerable, and that really is around personal information privacy, whether it's healthcare information of employees or clients, depending on the industry you're in, or credit card or other financial-related information. Oftentimes, small businesses are hesitant to spend the money on the protections until they get hit with the investigation and the fine.
So let's go back in the Wayback Machine. I like to quote Rocky J. Squirrel when I go into that one. I show my age. Before you were an entrepreneur, what were you?
Before I was an entrepreneur, I was a software developer and project manager for software development back in the day at Data General. The joke is a lot of good people used to work for Data General.
Data General Wang, yeah.
Yep. And, you know, who knew? You know, when I moved out here in the late 80s, Data General, Wang, Apollo, all these great computer companies.
Hey, Apollo, that was my client.
There you go. Who knew how fast that was going to change?
Peduska.
I left Data General to enter consulting. Really worked for a small boutique firm who had some nice large clients and gave me some interesting opportunities and a great learning experience. The entrepreneurial bug had always been with me. I actually started my first business at age 12, cutting lawns and getting snow off driveways.
Wow.
And that actually, until I left for college and handed the business off to a friend, I had 10 employees and I was paying 3 times minimum wage. So it was...
Alan, you're an interesting guy. You're the type of person we like to talk to on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Well, thank you.
If somebody wants to find you, how would they find you?
Easiest way to find me is www.cumulusglobal.com, or they can just send me an email directly, afalcon, A-F-A-L-C-O-N, at cumulusglobal.com.
Great having you on the show. Will you come back and give us a case study?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to do that.
Great. My name is Jeffrey Davis. We've been speaking with Alan Falcon.
Yep.
Cumulus Global. I'll get it right one of these days.
Well, thank you.
And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.